Unit 40, Law and Social Order. Dialogue 1. Stop, sir! Why are you in such a hurry?
It's none of your business.
This is the police. We should like to ask you some questions.
I have no time for your questions.
This is our official duty. Please cooperate.
All right. What questions would you like to ask?
You are a foreigner, aren't you?
Yes.
What's your nationality?
I'm...
Show me your passport, please.
I forgot to take it with me.
It's against the law not to take your passport with you. You should take it with you wherever you go.
Well...
Do you have any other ID with you?
No.
Is this bag yours?
Oh, yes.
But it's for a female.
Really?
What's in it?
Oh, sorry. It's not mine. It's my wife's. I don't know what's in it.
Come with us to the police station.
No, I'm in a hurry. I won't go anywhere.
Look, so many people are coming over to us. It's no good for you.
I don't care.
Go with us or we'll take action.
Oh, shit!
Dialogue 2. Where did you get the ecstasy?
I bought it from a young man in a nightclub.
Which nightclub?
Menghuan Nightclub.
Do you know him?
No.
How old did he look?
About 25.
What did he look like?
Yellow. Short. About 1.60 meters.
What language did he speak?
I don't know. We didn't speak. We made signs.
Can you recognize him if you see him again?
Yes, I think so.
When did you buy them from him?
About 10 o'clock last night.
How many did you buy?
5.
How much did you pay?
250 yuan altogether. 50 yuan each.
How did you know he had ecstasy to sell?
I saw others get some from him.
How many did you take last night?
Only one.
How long have you been taking this drug?
About 1 year.
Do you take any other kind of drug?
No.
It's illegal to use or possess drugs in China. Don't you know that?
I know.
You'll be charged with using and possessing illegal drugs. Dialogue 3. We are foreign affairs policemen. We need to ask you some questions. Please, tell the truth. You'll bear legal responsibility for what you say.
I see.
Do you know why you have been taken here?
Yes, and I'm very sorry for what I did to that waiter.
Tell us in detail what happened.
At about 5 o'clock this afternoon, I went to a small pub for dinner.
What's the name of the pub, and where is it?
Changjiang Jiujia, in Changjiang Street, Huanggu District.
Did you drink?
Yes, I drank 3 bottles of beer.
Were you drunk?
Yeah, it was a shame. I got tipsy and knocked the plate off the table. The plate broke into pieces.
Did you pay for the broken plate?
No. I paid only for my dinner, but not for the plate.
Did you apologize?
No, I didn't. And the waiter just wouldn't let me go.
Why not?
He asked me to pay for the plate. I got mad and punched him.
How many times did you punch him?
3 times.
Where did you punch him?
1 in the mouth and the other 2 in the face.
Did he fight back?
No.
After investigation, we learned that your punches bruised the waiter's face and loosened one of his teeth.
I drank too much and I didn't know what I was doing then.
You have infringed upon a citizen's rights.
I'm so sorry. I'd like to apologize to him and pay his medical expense.
That's good. You have to pay for the broken plate, too. And according to Article 22 of the Regulations of the People's Republic of China on Administrative Penalties for Public Security, you'll be detained for 5 days.
Oh, isn't it too harsh?
You have the right to appeal against this ruling, of course.
I won't appeal. I'd rather accept it and be done with it.
Dialogue 4. What happened?
The truck rammed into my car from behind.
How?
I was driving from the south and there was a car in front of mine.
How far was it from yours?
About 5 or 6 meters.
What happened next?
The car ahead of me made a sudden stop.
Did you try to stop your car?
Yes. To avoid collision, I stepped on my brake at once and stopped.
And then?
The truck after me rammed into mine from behind. Its driver has been injured and both the truck and my car have been seriously damaged.
We'll mark the position of tires, skid marks, and other traces of the accident.
What should I do?
Move your car to the right side of the road.
How about the truck? It's damaged too seriously. I don't think it's movable.
I've called the tow truck. It'll come soon and tow the damaged truck out of the way.
Don't you think the truck driver bears the whole responsibility for the accident?
To get a fair conclusion, we'll analyze the evidence from the scene, interview the injured truck driver and other witnesses.
What should I do next?
Please come along with us to the traffic police station to be questioned.